What small business owners wanted for Christmas. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Here's Ken, who's in the construction business, has a good track record, but needs a low-interest loan.
Like, if you've been in business 10 years, and you can show that you're damaged for this recession, just like Hurricane Katrina, you know, it's a catastrophe. If I get a $100,000 loan right now, now that I know exactly what this economy is dishing up, I could restructure and organize my company and survive fine.
But there are no low-interest loans for Ken. Here's Kevin, runs a green limousine business, limos that run on biofuel. He'd be happy to pay 9, 10% interest, but he goes to the banks.
And here's what they say: how long have you been in business? And I'll say, well, I've been in business since June, and every month we've gone up in revenue. Oh, yeah, no, if you haven't been in business 2 years, we won't even talk.
So what to do? Small businessman Barry called to say that at least one country knows what to do.
I've got family back in Australia, in Brisbane City there. They're on a 14.5% growth rate in their building industry. They're going flat out over there.
Wow, Australia. I checked into that and found that early in the recession, Australia adopted what it calls its nation-building stimulus plan. It includes free ceiling insulation for around 2.7 million Australian homes, increased rebates for solar hot water systems, improvements in every school in the country, and a 30% tax deduction for small business. Instead of helping bankers and hoping it would trickle down, Australia spent money directly on ordinary people. I don't get it. They're the ones down there in the Southern Hemisphere, and yet we end up being the ones doing everything backwards. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.